And we've been talking this morning about a phone call left on Chris's dad's phone. What do you think your dad's going to do? Is he going to call him back?
Nothing. He's just going to keep it and laugh at it every time.
He's not going to call him back. The guy is like singing about proposing and wants her to come home. And he goes into a little rap breakdown. And for those of you who missed it, here's the full version of some random dude calls the wrong number, leaving a message professing his love and wanting to marry somebody. Enjoy.
Lisa, I swear I love you so much. And if you could see the better part of me, then you would know I love you so. I want you to be my wife. Girl, you are my love. You know I love you so.
Jeez.
Come home.
I think he needs to lay off the high notes, maybe.
Come home. Oh, 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 oh.
Those aren't very good either.
Or all the notes.
Girl, call me. I love you so damn much. How much you never know. So let me tell you now. From 7 to 17, they had me in juvie. 23, been sit up in the penitentiary. It is crazy, but baby, I promise I love you so much. Do me a favor, pick up your phone. Call 573-822. And then you know for sure I love you so much. So much. I love you.
By the way, nice touch in the singing with the loud television in the background.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on there. So what do you do if somebody leaves a message like that on your phone? Do you return it? Do you call them back and say, hey, you kind of made a mistake, and I wouldn't normally call somebody and tell them this, but since you kind of proposed to Lisa, right? Your name was Lisa. Since you kind of proposed to her on the message, I thought maybe I'd call you and let you know you're a jackass and totally dialed the wrong number. What would you do?
Well, I personally think that he should not call him back. Like the other caller said, it's that guy's responsibility to first call the correct phone number. If he was really wanting to profess his love to somebody, he should have called the right number.
Uh-huh. But so, the slip of the finger, you never know.
Yeah, I don't think he has an obligation to call him back. I wouldn't even worry about it.
If it was meant to be, he would have dialed the right number.
That's exactly right.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, what would you do if somebody left a message proposing to someone who wasn't you on your cell phone?
He'd probably just say, hey, did you get my message? Just like you said. And then if I said no, he'd be like, okay, never mind.
I guess, would you call back drunkenly some other Friday night and leave the message again? Or what do you do if you're that guy then? If you find out, whoops.
If I was that guy, I would not be dumb enough to call someone on the phone to propose. That is ridiculous.
I guess that's a good point.
Especially a voicemail.
If you really love somebody, you need to, do it in person.
Or send a text message. That's much more appropriate.
A text message.